Hey, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com. I wanted to add this audio to my testing of Torch of Christ, Philip Blair, March 2022. Today I want to talk about, I was watching a video, several videos of Philip as he's out preaching in some, I guess, Muslim-influenced countries in the Eastern Bloc. And I want to talk about how he witnessed to these people. I just want to state some facts about it. One episode that was rather troubling was a man came up to him and was a Muslim, and I think it was 4 or 5 minute conversation one-on-one, and Philip never preached the gospel to him, never warned him to repent, never warned him outside of Christ he's going to be lost. He basically just found ground to just respect each other, and the man walked off. Now, I understand in these countries it can be a delicate situation. I've never preached in an Eastern Bloc country. It could be delicate with a lot of Muslims around. I get it. But I have a question. If you're not going to go there and preach the full gospel, if you feel threatened or legally you can't do it or you're afraid because they might kill you, why are you even going? That's what I would ask. Then in another situation, in a different video, different country, but a Muslim-influenced country, he was witnessing to a Muslim man, and Philip stumbled all over this one, and his uncovered wife, she does not biblically head cover as she's supposed to, took over. Started witnessing to the man, and she made quite a much more of a mess out of it. And she said this strange thing about the high priest had to choose Jesus as the Lamb of God for the sacrifice that year. I got it on video. If you look up my testing of Philip Blair, just Google Philip Blair exposed, Torture Christ exposed. My testing comes up. I actually have the video clip of her saying it. No, the high priest did not pick Jesus as the sacrifice for Israel that year. The high priest had Jesus arrested because he wanted to kill him. It is the Father that ordained that Jesus would be the Lamb of God long, long before that high priest ever walked the face of the earth. So that was kind of a strange thing that she said. But here's what I really want to get to. The really sad thing is basically, I'm going to say it as most loving as I can, they don't know how to witness to Muslims. The man that they were witnessing to kept saying Jesus was just a prophet, but he's not God. That you don't have to go through Jesus to God. Philip, nor his wife Bia, never asked the man, does God have a son? This is a key factor with Muslims. See, Muslims don't believe God has a son. Jesus said in the scriptures he was the son of God. Always ask a Muslim, is Jesus the son of God, or is he a liar? That's what you want to do with Muslims. And they didn't do this at all. They also, the man kept saying, oh no, you don't have to go to God, to Jesus. You can go to God yourself. They never brought up John 14:6 that Jesus said he was the only way to the Father, which also makes Muslims scratch their head and go, wait a minute, was he a great prophet of God or was he a liar saying these things? They also never gave him the massive evidence of the New Testament scriptures, thousands and thousands of manuscripts versus Muhammad, one man, wrote a book over a few decades. The Bible is written over thousands of years with 40 authors and 66 books. They never gave him any of this info, and so it was rather sad. And what I just want to say here is my contention about Philip, I think, just plays out true. He's a prideful, false teacher. That's the best I can say, and I love you, Philip. He refused correction several years ago when I proved in his on his website that he was teaching false doctrine. He said in Acts 2 they were laying on the ground. It doesn't say that anywhere because he believes in the NAR, slain in the spirit, deliverance, all this stuff. No, and he was never humble enough to admit it, but yet months later he fixed it on his website. But then he was mean-spirited. He said a bunch of nasty things. He's not sound in his doctrine. His house isn't in order. He's feminized. He doesn't teach his wife biblically. I don't know what he's doing with his two sons that he's supposed to be raising. And he doesn't work, so all the money that comes in, are you paying his child support for these sons that he's supposed to be providing for? I wonder about that. I've got a post coming up about the money situation with Philip. It's right off the internet. It's public information. I'm going to share that. So I think he's a prideful man that refuses correction. He has false doctrine. His gospel comes in and out of being biblical. Sometimes he says repentance. Other times he tells people to turn to God and believe on their name. Then he prays for people in the street. He never calls them out of their man-made religious systems, although he went and preached in sackcloth and ashes, I guess in front of the Vatican. I never saw the video, but I don't even know if it's up. But He doesn't call Roman Catholics down in South America out. He doesn't call the Muslims out of their faith that I can see. And so my contention about Philip is that he's a prideful man. He always wants to be in the center of the picture camera shoot. He travels the world to preach the gospel on everyone else's money, but he does not teach them to obey everything Jesus commanded. Matthew 28:20. Our charge was to preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he commanded. Matthew 28:20, right? Philip doesn't do that. He travels all around. He hits the health clubs while he's traveling. Yeah, he said he's looking for good health clubs while he's on the road. And then he goes on his way. He doesn't have very many teaching resources at all on his website. He has no biblical body that I know of. And so what is he doing? Traveling, lifting up a sometimes biblical gospel, other times not, laying on of hands, used to do all this false demon casting. I don't know what he's doing with all that. Hey, did he heal anyone from corona in the last 2 years? From the coronavirus? I haven't seen it. But yet he claims the power to heal is in the hands of people today like it was in the book of Acts. And lastly, I just want to say this. Philip seems to find so-called believers everywhere he goes. He's always got men and women following him around. I have a question. You know, when I go to preach in a town in America, I focus on America. That's where I'm called. That's where I live. I speak their language, right? When I go to a town in America, if I knew that town had a whole bunch of biblical believers already there that could preach the gospel and disciple people, why am I going to go there and step all over them? Didn't Paul say, lest I build on another man's foundation, right? If we already know believers in an area, we could support them, we could encourage them, we could go there, and yeah, I guess you could go there, but the cost to go to these European countries or all over the world, he always finds so-called biblical believers. Are these churchianity people, denominational, Lutheran, Catholic, evangelical? Philip is one who says we shouldn't argue over non-salvation issues. What is a non-salvation issue? I have a question. What is a non-salvation issue? If you're a liar, are you going to go to hell? How about if you keep false pagan holidays? How about if you keep false doctrine? Jesus said your worship of God's in vain in Mark 7. There is no such thing as a non-salvific issue if it's in the New Testament Bible. Even some of the Old Testament things are still for us, pre-Torah. So, not sure how he can go and find all these people that are like-minded believers that he can unite to. Like, he'll have an interpreter that's a man, sometimes a woman. Well, in the man's case, why isn't the man just out preaching instead of Philip traveling all that way to go and preach the gospel, if you see my point? So that's my update on this particular post. Terrible witnessing to Muslims, inconsistency, feminism, unbiblical ways. You got to get it right, Philip. I've been trying to help you for many, many years. We love you and Bia. Repent and obey the gospel. Check out the rest of my testing on Philip Blair. You're going to see a lot of unbiblical issues that deserve a calling out. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those who are in sin. Hey, till next time, may God be praised.